everybody eats when they come to my house.
Good morning, John Lendorf. This week we want to talk about why Boulder is one of the best places to grocery shop in the United States. Why is that?
Doesn't that, it sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a place like this. But the 17th major supermarket has opened in Boulder last week, Lucky's Market and Table Mesa. And people in other places would love to have this situation. I wrote a column for the Boulder Weekly a couple of weeks ago about this. And the result is that this is a wonderful environment, especially if you're a natural foods grocer or you want to buy natural foods and organic foods. There's so much competition in the Boulder Valley between all of these. And it's not just that you have Trader Joe's and Sprouts and Lucky's and Alfalfa's and Vitamin Cottage. It's that Safeway has one of their best natural foods sections in Boulder. The same thing with King Supers. And then there's the farmer's market. So it really, you know, people make fun of Boulder. But I'll tell you one thing, the grocery shopping's good.
How can 17 stores stay in business is my question. But we'll see, I guess.
Especially when four of them or three of them are Whole Foods.
Yeah, three of them are Whole Foods. There's what,
but only three.
There's two or three Safeways, right? And a couple of King Supers.
Yeah.
And two Lucky's now. Yeah, well, that's a lot. A lot of options for Boulder grocery shoppers. Well, we'll see how that plays out. I did go to the new Lucky's. Nice store.
Good
much for, bigger than North Boulder location.
Good for the folks in that end of town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, on the food news calendar, of course, we've got the Taste of Tomato coming up this weekend at Gateway Park Fun Center this Saturday. That is organized by Harlequin Gardens.
And it's just a hoot and a half. You bring three tomatoes from your garden or 10 cherry tomatoes. They have to be a specific variety. And you can go to this event for free and taste everybody else's tomatoes from all over town. It's the coolest thing, and you won't believe the range of tastes and aromas and textures.
That's the Taste of Tomato at Gateway this Saturday. Some new restaurants out your way. At least one in Lafayette, right?
Yep. Romero's Canine Club and Tap House is open. That's where Sonic used to be on Public Road. And it's Boulder County's first dog-friendly eatery. You can eat with your dog if you so desire there and have a beer.
Have a beer with your dog.
That's right.
In your column in the Boulder Weekly this week, you've got a lot of ideas for eggplant.
You know, yeah, but it's not just those big purple things that we all think of as eggplant. I'm going to be talking about Indian eggplant and Chinese eggplant, Asian eggplant, and it's amazing what you can do with all of that stuff. So, Sam, what's the best thing you tasted this week?
Oh, well, last week you talked about the great peach crop, and of course I bought a box of number twos at the farmer's market in Boulder, and one of the things I did was combine them with some fresh organic strawberries into a fruit cobbler, you know, just some oats and brown sugar and butter, flour for the crispy crust.
Oh, that kind of cobbler as opposed to like a biscuity or
So maybe I should have called it more of a crisp.
It could be a slump.
It was delicious and eaten very quickly by the folks in my house. So, I mean,
God, that sounds great.
You know, you can read John's column in the Boulder Weekly, and he has a monthly column in Sensi Magazine as well. Radio Nibbles is archived at news.kgnu.org. If you got any questions, radionibbles@kgnu.org. Go straight to John Lendorf, and we'll see you next week.
Bon appetit.
Having a derby,